Deputy, I accept that the country has a lot of problems and we've a lot of work still to do as a government, and there'll always be work to do, no matter who's in government. But I don't accept your premise, Deputy, that we're doing so badly. This is a country that has full employment. This is a country that has among the highest life expectancy in the European Union, if not the highest. This is a country that has among the best educational outcomes in Ireland, more people going on to further and higher education than ever was the case before. This is a country that people want to migrate into to come and live because of the opportunities that we offer here. And it's a country which thankfully has relatively low levels of crime relative to other developed countries. And you mentioned the social transfers there, you know, as if somehow they just happen. Yes, it is the case that were it not for the social transfers in Ireland, there'd be a lot more people living in poverty. Who do you think does the social transfers? Minister Humphreys there in her department. It's this government. It's the budget that you vote against every year. It's the appropriations bill that you vote against every year that enabled those social transfers to happen. That's the point you seem to be missing here, Deputy. The social transfers are done by this government in legislation you vote against, and they're paid for by an economy that this government has built up.